I come to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures this morning deal with a particularly troublesome aspect of our life, the issue of judging. Are you judging, or are you being corrective? That's a good question. Now, if you spent any time in the Episcopal Church, as I did, and you dealt with the issues of the Episcopal Church, if you tried to bring up the scriptural foundation for what you were trying to proclaim, you were told more often than not, you're just being judgmental. Or my favorite, you don't have the right to judge me. If you've had teenage children, you've probably heard that. But the question is, what is judgment? What is your responsibility of the Christian, as a Christian? And unfortunately, in the church, we have allowed ourselves to fall on the side of inaction instead of action. We have allowed ourselves to deny that there's anything wrong. We've allowed ourselves to absolutely reject Scripture as being authoritative. Article 6 of the 39 Articles says contains all things necessary for salvation. If it can't be read therein, it's not to be believed or practiced. That is the doctrine of this church, of the Christian church. And consequently, it should be our guide. There were two men walking down the street. And they're walking in a straight line. And the guy in front has got his right leg on the sidewalk. And he's got his left leg on the street. Now, picture that in your mind. You can imagine he's walking with some difficulty. And he's walked for a few minutes, and he starts sobbing. And the guy behind him said, "Brother, what's wrong?" He said, "I'm going lame." He said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I'm going lame. I can't seem to walk right." And he said, "Brother, put both of your feet on the same level." The question is, was the second man being judgmental, and should he have just kept his mouth shut? Now, today, a common context would tell us we're to keep our mouth shut. That's other people's business. We shouldn't get into that. But that's not what Scripture tells us. You see, there are two different forms of judgment in Scripture. The first is dismissive. And God is very clear and very adamant that we should be careful not to say that someone is racha, of no value, because then that puts us under that same judgment. We heard that in the passage of Scripture this morning. The other form of judgment is evaluative. Now, when I was in the business world, we studied wonderful guys like Maslow and McGregor and all those guys that talked about theory. And as a manager of people, I had to choose between theory X and theory Y. Now, theory X says that you do not want to work. You're going to need a lot more supervision than anybody else. You have no motivation. And if you really wanted to be honest, you probably are asking the question, why did I hire you? Theory Y, on the other hand, says this person truly is like I am. They want to succeed. They want to produce. They want to do things that are positive. I'm going to approach them from that direction. You see, that's the gospel way of doing it. I had a third way of doing it. When I would have a new hire, particularly a manager, I'd take him to the golf course. You laugh. But I found out in the first two holes, if they were going to persevere, when they found time of difficulty? Were they going to approach it with a positive attitude? Were they problem solvers? If they got into trouble, what were they going to do? How were they going to communicate their distress to me? Were they a reporter or were they a problem solver? We know what reporters are. The church is full of them. Probably that's the largest number in the church. Father, you know we've got problems here. Okay? So what do you think we ought to do about it? Father, we've got problems here. And then there's the people that want to do something about it, that are problem solvers. Father, this is what's going on. What do you think if we did this? Now, that's being judgmental in an evaluative way. So how do we get into this pattern of being judgmental and discriminatory? And we all do it at some level. We do it in the church. I've gone through it in the 25 years I've been a priest. I've dealt with it. And was probably guilty of it myself. Why do we do it? First of all, we're sinful. And when we know we do it, we should go to confession and ask for forgiveness. Not just sweep it under the rug, but address it. Understand its effects and go and ask for forgiveness. Some of it's jealousy. They may have what we want. When I was in seminary, I came home Thanksgiving. And I had just gone through this incredible experience in which a year earlier we sold everything we had. I went to seminary. I didn't have a house. I didn't have a job. I didn't have an identity. I didn't have anything. And so my brother declares to everyone he's buying this grand house. And I was so upset. And it took my spiritual director at seminary to say, brother, you need to ask yourself, why are you upset? And why are you judging him? Because I was envious. And so I took that to confession. The other thing is because they're not doing what we want them to do. So we're going to judge them as being worthless or not useful or not part of who we are. I teach an Islam class, and I began my class with a picture of four guys on a tank carrying a flag of ISIS. And I asked the question, and we'll be doing the seminar in fall. I asked the question, so what do you think about this person holding this flag? What would your first reaction be? First reaction is it's danger, it's problematic, it's causing a lot of issues in our country and throughout the world. And all of them are correct at some level as an evaluation, not as a discriminatory statement. But you see, the crux of the way we should look at it is they need the salvation of Jesus Christ just as we do. Just as I am. I was lost. I was sinful. Only by God's grace did salvation come into my life. And everyone who is made in the image of God suffers from that same condition, and we are not to reject them based on that condition, but to see them through the eyes of God and be merciful. And understand that they too need to be loved. They too need the good news of Jesus Christ. Just to put that in perspective for you, do you know there is 1.4 billion Muslims throughout the world? There is one missionary for every 1 million Muslims. It's amazing. Why is that? I'll let you ponder that. Thanks be to God, there are people who are willing to go proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is always also working on his own. He's coming to them in dreams and in visions. And it's amazing what is happening in the Middle East. But I found a rabbit hole, so I apologize. But I want to get back to judgment. You see, we're very quick to judge. Doesn't take a lot of effort, does it? You just dismiss somebody offhand. It takes a heart that's full of the love of Christ to really look at them and ask, where is God in their life? What is God doing in their life? What am I called to do and be a part of their life? Judgment is not always a bad thing. If it's dismissive, problematic. If it's evaluative, it fulfills the second half of the Shema. And that's important for us to keep in mind. Scripture said, be merciful as our Lord is merciful. Think about your life. I think about my life frequently. How merciful God has been to me. Perhaps he's been equally as merciful to you. Isn't that a wonderful gift? And if we love our neighbor as ourselves, do we not want them to receive the same gift? You see, that's what the Shema calls us to. We read it every Sunday. We listen to it every Sunday. But do we really listen to the words as it relates to how we are to live our life? You cannot live into the Shema and be judgmentally dismissive of others. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So let me leave you with a couple of thoughts and questions. Where does judgment live in your life? Is it dismissive? Or is it evaluative? Is it meant to dismiss somebody from your life, or is it meant to improve them? That also brings up the question, but Father, how do I do that? I don't feel comfortable with that. That's why we read Scripture. You see, in John, the Gospel of John, we hear that we are not to judge unrighteously, but we are to judge through righteousness. So how do we judge through righteousness? First, to understand that they too are made in the image of God. And secondly, ask what Scripture is saying about the life of this individual and the life that you're living. It's really tough to call someone out on what they're doing scripturally if you are doing the very same thing. One of the biggest knocks on the church is, I don't like to go to church because it's full of hypocrites. Yeah. It's full of hypocrites, hopefully trying to find salvation through Jesus Christ. So why would we not want that for our friends and family and for those around us? Society has taught us that judgmental is a bad word. I'll never forget I did a review of a young lady one time, and when I finished, you know, the end of the review is, okay, this is where you are on a scale of 1 to 5. One being you walk on water. I'm not really sure why you're here. 5 is you probably need to get your resume out yesterday. Okay? And so at the end of this review, this young lady had been with us for a period of time, about 6-8 months. And I said, well, you are a solid 3. Well, who said you could judge me? I said, the same persons are going to let me fire you if you don't listen. No, I'm just kidding. The point is, how can we love our neighbor as ourselves if we don't use Scripture to point them in the right direction, that they might have a relationship with our Lord? It's one of the primary planks to discussion around pro-life. It's not about you're evil or you're bad or you did a bad thing. What does Scripture say? Scripture says we've all sinned and fallen short of the kingdom. Scripture also says thou shalt not kill. And Scripture also tells us that we are to love our brothers and sisters as ourselves. So in the coming days, when you're tempted to dismiss somebody for whatever reason you might have, it could be the fact that you're just not wearing the right clothes at the right place at the right time. They don't have the right attitude, whatever it might be. Ask yourself this question: how do I want God to judge me? How do I want others to evaluate my worth in their life? Judge, but do so with righteousness, based on Scripture, done in love, that brings the person closer to our Lord.